All right, folks. Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.tv members got the live video feed. Again, we're gonna be having We Are Change LA on. Stuart Howe. And now that we're on the camera, I want to just review a couple things, okay? Yesterday, I talked about the truth about vaccines on the cover of Time magazine, where they're trying to fear-monger people into pressuring others that know that vaccines cause autism and are not good for you in most cases because of the preservatives they put in there, to be like, why are you endangering us? Worried about autism? Many parents are opting out of immunizations. How they're putting the rest of us at risk. And there it is right there. The crying baby, the little needle in his arm. And we're the bad guys because we know about the thimerosal. We know about the SV40. Really good stuff. You know? Please write Time Magazine and tell them what terrible people they are. What propagandists they are. And then we have the new cop shirts. This is great. It is the scumbag eradication team. Not in our town. Not in our town. There it is right there. See, there's the cop with the mustache. Right there. And he's putting people in the toilet. He's taking the scum out. No judge, no jury, no trial. He's the boss. He's the man. It's so terrible. I can't even deal with it. All right, we're probably going to have him at 5 after the hour. So let's take a couple more calls. I guess I'll take a couple more calls. Let's go to Marco in Texas. He's been holding. Marco, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
First, I want to commend all, you know, your show and Alex. I mean, you guys truly brave. I mean, sometimes I happen to run into just to see what kind of propaganda I get on the Hannity and all Limbaugh and all that crap. And I tell you, it makes me nauseous. I cannot understand how can people listen to that propaganda. Anyway, that's it. I just want to give some information for your listeners in New York.
Okay.
I was, I just don't know, remember the name of the guy. But let me just give you this information. He's trying to open a new investigation on 9/11.
William Pepper's New York City Ballot Initiative.
Yes, I think his name is Mike Revelle. He was running for president on the Democratic side or something.
Oh, no, Mike Revelle is supporting the initiative written up by William Pepper, and he should be on Democracy Now! Today.
Exactly, that's where I got the news from. And he got, I don't have the number, but I encourage all the people from New York who want a new investigation on 9/11 to check the number. There's a hotline that he gave on that show on Democracy Now! And encourage others just to, because he needs signatures to open a new investigation, a new commission, which I think is very important for all of us to believe that, you know, the shadiness of 9/11.
I'm with you. I think we can get that if we support Kucinich as well. I'm not against the New York City ballot initiative. I'm all for it, by the way. But with Kucinich actually putting up those two articles of impeachment, one, obstruction of justice before 9/11 to thwart the investigations into terror, and two, covering up the investigation. And then, of course, the third one has to do with the EPA's lies. But those two have a lot of teeth. And if we're able to push that agenda forward, I think that we're more likely to see some kind of internal investigation. I thank you for the call, Marco, and I thank you for the kind words. Let's go to Betty in North Carolina. Betty, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Jason, I did look up that site that you told me to look up about the RDF chips.
Okay.
And I read a lot about it and hearing more about it. And the guy that just was on talking about it, it upsets me more and more each time I hear about it because I don't believe in getting it done because, to me, that's the mark of the beast.
Well, it's a mark of the beast of a lot of people, and even those who aren't religious should realize this is an intrusive radio frequency identification system that is literally going to hold all of your information on this chip. It's not safe. They want us to use it to trade and sell. It causes cancer in rats, and it's a total tracking device. They've been using it in animals for years.
And I don't believe in getting it, and I wouldn't do it to my animal. But what I wanted to tell you is they were talking yesterday about, you know, how they're scanning them clue down to their body when they go through the airport.
Sure, the new scanners that can see through everything. We'll come back to you after this with We Are Change out in L.A. We'll wrap that up. And talk about the RFIDs, and then We Are Change. It's the Alex Jones Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm going to be with you all week, subbing in as Alex takes a much-deserved vacation. And we're talking to Betty about the new scanners in the airport. They're not so new in some places, but they're just starting to put them in Austin, Texas, and other places around the country. And these new scanners, of course, can see right through you. They see everything, you know, your kibbles and bits, everything. So what was the point you were making, Betty?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's out there or you have seen that movie Deja Vu with Denzel Washington.
Yep.
But that shows it right where they can go right through the house and look through you, too, there, that-a-way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they actually used to show that sort of even in Total Recall. It's been around for a while, an idea, and now they're really implementing it. It shows where technology has gone. I thank you for the call. Shifting gears, we have Stuart Howe from We Are Change LA. And, Stuart, I'm pretty sure that you're the one that interviewed Martin Sheen, and we're using that 9/11 Truth Rising?
Yeah, that would be me.
And you've done a lot of great stuff. I've watched a lot of YouTube videos. You are truly one of the We Are Changers that is totally committed and totally involved in this movement. And I've seen you do everything from highway blogging to, you know, talking to people on the street to posting. I mean, you're a true patriot, man, and you show how it's done.
Well, thank you, brother. You know, ditto, likewise, and back at you. I mean, I'm inspired and awed by everything that I see you guys doing.
Well,
it's amazing. It's amazing to be part of it. I'm proud to be standing shoulder to shoulder with so many great folks.
Well, I mean, you guys are really one of the most active groups out there. So for people listening, why don't you tell them how you got started, how We Are Change has grown, and really just how much you get together. I mean, you guys must get together at least a dozen times a month.
Well, we got started. We are Change LA. A group of us got together. Bruno Brewiler and Katie Kurtzman made some calls, thinking who they'd want to have in a kind of a small crew. We weren't really happy with the larger group efforts out here. There was, we just wanted to have something small and tight, and we were very inspired by Luke and Alex, Alex Jones, and everything going on in the rest of the country. And we got together. It started out with 8 or 9 people, and a few have fallen off since then, conflicts of interest and whatnot. But we did our first project, which was the response to Bill Maher, the video, and we had fun with that. We consciously wanted to have a different tone than we were seeing. We wanted it to be, you know, we're standing on the truth. We're standing on, you know, the side of right. And, you know, we didn't want to be belligerent. And we didn't want to be negative. You know, we wanted to kind of have some fun with it and take Bill Maher's tone and turn it back at him. And that's kind of gotten good response. So we've kind of taken that run with it. And we're trying to be as effective, as you mentioned, on every level that we can. And we're constantly brainstorming with our meetup group, which now has over 200 people. Mm-hmm. And we're taking inspiration from everywhere and trying to be as effective as we can.
Well, I think you guys are one of the most effective groups, and I actually sat down and had dinner with both Katie and Bruno the last time I was in California. Very nice folks. Very effective folks. I mean, they were able to really pierce the mainstream media with their first action. And, you know, small and large, we need these actions to continue. And, you know, getting somebody like Martin Sheen to talk to the public really does have an effect, because unfortunately more people listen to celebrities than they do architects and engineers, scientists. You know, we live in this pop culture, and that's why I think that Truth Rising is going to be I don't even know how to say it. It's going to be a big film. I think it's going to change a lot of things. I think it's going to motivate people to become more like you and me, Stuart. You still with us?
Well, I would hope so. And what I've seen of the film, the little clip I was able to see, got me very excited and very hopeful. And I think it's a great representation of what's going on and a great motivator to get more going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's going on with We Are Change LA? What can we expect in the near future from this organization?
Well, we've got outreach going on. We're putting together information packets along with the Truth Action and the various change chapters. We have a great girl out here named Cheryl, and she's a graphic artist, and we've all been rallying information and doing research to put together an information package for outreach to police and military and firefighters. Mm-hmm. So we've got that going on, and that's been bolstered by a lot of the exchanges we've had with the Santa Monica Police. They seem to be on board with Truth and supporting us, and we're trying to spread that. We're trying to take everything positive we can like that and spread it through our freeway blogging, our outreaches, through actions. I had a talk last night with former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan at a book signing.
Excellent.
And we're trying to talk with people, and we're trying to put a different, a little bit differently flavored foot forward. Certainly, you know, there's a lot of times when loud and in your face and a bull is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But on that note, it was excellent to be able to stand with everybody at Bilderberg.
That's right. You were at Bilderberg this year as well.
Yeah, I brought one of our big blue banners, and Alex liked it. It went off pretty well, and it was great to know that a lot of these scoundrel trainers, as they were driving in, saw a 20-by-5-foot banner saying 9/11 equals controlled demolition. You know, it's like, we're on to you. The cat's out of the bag, and the cat's not going back in the bag, so be advised.
Absolutely, and the way you were speaking towards, you know, a different tone, I'm all with you, and that's why I love these different organizations. Like, I love Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth's approach. You know, when I get to confront somebody, I'm usually, I try to ask them a couple softball questions, you know, kind of ease them into it, and then ask some really tough ones, you know. Try to relate to them on a different level. There certainly is that time when they're meeting in private, you know, in an organization of 140 of, you know, the world elite that are deciding our fates to bullhorn these people. You know, that is the time to disrupt things. But at the same time, you know, there is a time where, I mean, look at Luke Radowski's confrontation with Vicente Fox, you know.
Oh, that's
one of my favorites.
Worthy of the Pulitzer Prize, in my opinion. I just watched that with the slack jaw in awe of Luke and with what was accomplished. Just, you know, in a calm, peaceful, friendly manner, it was just amazing to see that. And that's something that I took a lot of inspiration. I think a lot of us took inspiration from that as well.
Absolutely. And now that's going to be seen on a much more massive scale. Because if you look at some of these YouTube videos, yeah, they have 5 or 10,000 hits. But, you know, if Alex Jones is able to move 5 or 10,000 DVDs, that means that there's going to be 50 to 100,000 of those DVDs really out there because people are going to make copies. And we're going to reach so many people, people that aren't on the Internet, people that don't visit Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or 911blogger.com. And hopefully we can direct them to WeAreChange.org and get them involved. And that's what the goal is.
Exactly. And thank you for bringing that up, because that seems to be our next area of focus is in We Are Change LA. And I guess in general, is those hundreds of thousands, if not millions, hundreds of millions now, people in America that either question the official story or are on to the fact that it was an inside job for an agenda that's being hidden from us, is how to get that transferred from knowing to doing, and how to get people to join us and stand with us. And that's the exciting thing about films like Alex's new film, Truth Rising. And that's, you know, we're trying to make it an attractive movement. I commend Abby Martin, who was, I was surprised to see at Bilderberg with her outreach in truther.org, mm-hmm. is putting a good face, you know, putting an attractive face on it. And while I'm on the subject, if anybody were to go to our new website, we have a brand new website, WACLA.org.
Mm-hmm.
Fair Change LA, but it's WACLA.org, and we've got a lot of projects and a lot of things coming up where we're inviting people to come out, because just knowing doesn't really accomplish what actually having the people out and active is going to accomplish and will continue to gain. And
it's that process of educating and then activating, and what we're hoping to do is all those people that always complain, I'm just one person, I can't make a difference, lead me in the right direction. Hopefully this movie is going to say, hey, here it is. Anybody can do it. Look at this 20-year-old kid. You know, he's out there. He's doing it. Look at this group that came out of nowhere. They're out there. They're doing it. Look what Mark Dice was able to accomplish. Abby's in the film.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable that, you know, they've tried to marginalize this movement. I remember on the 5th anniversary of 9/11, when we were out there with literally thousands of people, the mainstream media totally ignored us. They kept the shots within the pit, so they didn't have to show how many people actually had an Investigate 9/11 shirt on was. And then when the one media personality covered it, it was Glenn Beck, and he said it was hundreds, not thousands, and he canceled our appearance on the show. We were supposed to go against Popular Mechanics that day, and I had already gone up against them on Democracy Now! Earlier, and they canceled us straight up. They didn't want an opposition party. So, again, that shows the mainstream media is not going to give us our due time, our say. We have to make them hear us.
Yeah, and that's why we focused our first project, and why we're continuing to find projects that can break through the media blockade, the blackout, with the Bill Maher incidents, with other things we've done with trying to get more celebrities to come out, because that accomplishes what you point to as being important, is getting through the blackout and the blockade, because once people become aware that there's a huge amount of great people that have the same concerns that they do and are active, they're start motivating towards being active. Like, hey, I want to be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it happened for me. I saw YouTube clips, and I saw, bits of Luke and all kinds of great people actually speaking up and actually accomplishing things with organizations and groups. And I went and, got together with some people, and it's been a wild ride ever since. I can tell you that. A wonderful wild ride.
Absolutely, and that's another thing. You know, yes, a lot of this information is depressing. It's tough to handle. I mean, it's not happy, fun stuff, but that doesn't mean that it should bring your life down. This stuff's going to be going on whether or not you're depressed about it. And I always find it's more positive to think, you know what, I can change this, and I have to share this, and that's not going to make my life all about doom and gloom. I mean, we have to report that, you know, this weekend there was an attack on a prison in Afghanistan. They said 1,000 militants were let go. They said 400 of them were Taliban. And then on Monday, they say the Taliban's back in Afghanistan. They're taking over again. And then late Monday, they admit the U.S. helped attack the prison to let them go. These things need to be exposed. More with We Are Change LA and Stuart Howe after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. And before we get back to Stuart Hauer of We Are Change LA, I want to remind everybody to support our biggest sponsor. It's eFoods Direct. The only sure thing about the future is there is no sure thing. Storing food for your family is one of the most prudent actions you can take. No one knows what can or will affect the functioning of society or food distribution. With stored food, you eliminate the worry. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the United States. These are the experts, guys. Be prepared and give eFoods Direct a call at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. You can go check out the banners over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And Stuart, I really do see a huge breakthrough, and I got to agree with you. I think that we should focus on getting more celebrities to talk. And, you know, Rosie O'Donnell recently on Howard Stern I thought was great, because now we have two legitimate people talking about 9/11 being an inside job on Stern without being interrupted or made fun of too much. You got Jesse Ventura and Rosie O'Donnell. But the thing about O'Donnell that interests me is he's offered her a show. And I would love to see her on Sirius Radio, where she can get away with a little bit more, to do a show and to have some 9/11 truthers on and make that a big part of her show. You know, maybe cover it once or twice a week even, or some real news. I really think she could be a huge voice in this movement if she wanted to.
I think so, too. I agree with you. And I think we're on the verge of a tipping point with all the celebrities that have come out recently, with Jesse Ventura. You know, certainly is as credible as you can get with his background as a Navy SEAL. I think we're going to see the feeling of more solidarity in Hollywood and in the celebrity community to be able to come out and be a force for change, you know, to pay back a bit to the country and society and even the town that these people have done so well in. And so we're encouraging that. We're working on some things with some people. I know Alex is as well. And I think there really is a huge amount of benefit from celebrities coming out. And that's an exciting thing, because a lot of these people are really good folks. They are just waiting to know that they're not going to be hung out to dry and demonized to a certain degree like they've seen done. But now there's more people coming on board and a warmer response to some of them, I think they're starting to sense the solidarity that will empower them to, in a group or individually, come forward. And We Are Change LA is here to do that, to facilitate that, you know, along with everybody in the movement.
Absolutely. And the American public loves products that are pushed by celebrities, period, amen. I mean, you know, Rosie O'Donnell used to push Kmart. You know, people push things on television, and we find ourselves buying these brands because, you know, Michael Jordan and Nike. Or Hank.
Sure.
I mean, he's still around. So, you know, they brand it a certain way, and I think it'll open up people's minds even further. And maybe it opens up enough minds that they're like, okay, maybe this isn't the life I should be leading. Maybe I shouldn't care so much about the sports team. Maybe the style car I have isn't that important. Maybe what's important is the legislation being passed to take away my rights as an American citizen, you know, to take away my civil liberties. Maybe I should be paying attention to Kucinich. You know, impeaching the president under 35 separate articles. I mean, this is unprecedented. Let's get your take on the Kucinich impeachment.
Well, I've been focused on other things, but certainly any effort to hold these people accountable, these scoundrels need to be held accountable, as does the larger picture. And I've been primarily focused on the larger picture because the way I see it, to a degree, taking out Bush, Cheney, taking out any of these individuals is like pulling teeth out of a great white shark and then expecting to be safe in the water with it when it's just missing a couple of teeth. And, I am all behind impeachment, and every level of accountability, but I'd like to not see any energy taken away from exposing the true nature of the real threat, which is the power behind the throne, the Bilderberg factor, if you will. And the larger agenda that transcends a regime or, you know, or an executive branch.
No, I'm with you. You know, we had Paul Craig Roberts on earlier, and he's still one of those right and left guys. He does a lot of great stuff, writes for Counterpunch. But, you know, with all the evils of Obama, he's still pushing Obama because he thinks that the Democrats will do less evil. And I'm just like, you know, I brought up the Bilderberg group, and I brought up the fact that he probably met with them and that he had these secret meetings with Hillary, and he kind of just thought that that was like, you know, political positioning. I still think that, you know, he was in Washington a long time. And I believe it's just very, very difficult for someone like that to wrap their head around the fact that, you know, these people are working together against us. Give out the website one more time, Stuart, and I thank you for your time.
My pleasure. It's WACLA.org, and we've got Bruno's going to court against Fox TV. I've got something going on, so if anybody wants to donate, that would be much appreciated. And thank you for your time. Thank you for all the great work you guys are doing.
Thank you. Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and Healy bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Out your window when I'm leaving.
All right, folks. We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls. Final half hour here. Remember, if you missed any of this big old show we do over here at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you can just go over to InfoWars. Listen to the whole loop. We had Mark Dice on. We talked Michael Reagan. We gave out the number to call. We gave out the email address to go to. You know, I mean, it's time to take action, folks. Let's give it out one more time, huh? You're going to want to talk to Jim Roberts at 703-302-1000, extension 215, or J as in the letter, jroberts@radioamerica.org, or jroberts@americanveteranscenter.org. Let him know we're not pleased with the fact that his radio show host tried to commission our murders. That's just my opinion. I guess I could be wrong. If you want to get at me, it's myspace.com/Jason Burmes. Let's not forget, Alex Jones has a new flick coming out, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, and PrisonPlanet.tv members will be able to see that on the 4th of July. All right, let's go to the callers. We've got John Paul from We Are Change out in Brooklyn. Are you there?
Burmes, you're kicking ass. You're kicking ass coming in for Alex there. It's a perfect 1-2 punch. He's got a calm, collected guy giving us the hard news like you, and keep up the great work over there.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, I want to tell everybody, Thursday night in New York, we're going to do a benefit for Gary, for German Talis, who was the victim of some very dirty tactics on the street. I was actually out there. And so we're going to raise some money. We'll make sure we have good legal defense for him. And we're going to stop this city prosecutor trying to cram the prosecution down our throat. That's not how it's going to go down. So
and just to review that, because I want to review that for listeners that have just tuned in or just found us. Around a month ago, these guys are outside peacefully protesting, and a man literally attacks German Gary Talis. German's his real name, but Gary physically attacks him. Okay, Gary doesn't even punch or swing. He tries to defend himself. He's the one who's arrested. Both of them are taken downtown. A woman is not allowed to even give her account. She waits there for hours and hours and hours. They charge him with assaulting his crippled daughter who has cerebral palsy. Then they go on a neocon radio campaign to try to demonize We Are Change yet again, and now they're trying to prosecute him to the full extent of the law. They tried to have him plead guilty to these charges, which are absolutely ludicrous, so he could get 2 years of probation. We can't allow it to happen, folks. Shoot out the site.
Oh, we sure won't, and it's wearechange.org, and if you're in New York this Thursday, we're going to have a nice little event, kind of a cool social event, just for a benefit for Gary. We're going to have some music playing out there, and Diane Lipson is actually the one who's mainly organizing it. She was the one out there and waited all night with Gary and tried to give her testimony and was railroaded by the cops, but we're not going to stop, and I guess we're expecting this kind of opposition these days, and we're never going to stop. In fact, if anybody's out there in New York right now, I won't be able to make it, but I hear Slick Bill Clinton is in town tonight, so go get him, hit him hard. And everybody out there, I've been hearing people come on from We Are Change Vancouver, L.A., all around. We Are Change and 9/11 Truth and Truth Action and Truthers and anybody who's trying to do something, my love goes out to you. And hit him again every day. We're never going to stop. We're going to take the society back. Burmis, keep up the good work, brother.
Thank you, man. There you go. You know, there's somebody who's active. There's somebody who's down in the belly of the beast. I love New York City, by the way. I couldn't live there, but NYC is just, it's got a place in my heart, you know. I mean, Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx, there's really no place like it on earth, and I really encourage you listeners out there, if you've never been in New York, you need to go. And what a better time than 9/11/08, the 7th anniversary. I know Luke's putting something together. We may be showing my new film, Fabled Enemies, at that event. I'm not quite sure yet. We'll see if we can make that happen. I'm hoping we can make that happen. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Perry in Georgia. Perry, are you with us? No, did he drop? Okay, that's okay. We got Arthur in Kansas. Arthur in Kansas? No, nobody. Oh, there we go. We got, we got Craig in Philly. I'm sorry. Craig, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, props for all you've done, Jason Proper.
Well, thank you.
About getting attention, I think that we should build on the ideas by the farmers in 95 and by the truckers in Italy this year and start to have drive-by protesting or drive-through or drive-past or drive-slowly or tourism protesting, whatever you want to call it. But the idea being that it's harder to tear gas you in a car, it's harder to water cannon you in a car, you can bring a peanuts and a radio and a cell phone and just drive around and be a tourist.
Well, there's been a couple people that have kind of taken that idea, most notably probably the Granny Warriors, who had the Ron Paul van with America Freedom to Fascism, huge on the side, but then also the Ron Paul limousine, where they got a limo painted up like Ron Paul, the biggest limousine in the world, and drove it across the country. Now, if we could organize and get 10, 20 people, you know, to get into 5, 10 cars and highway blog, freeway blog, just drive around the block, kind of like,
I'm thinking more like 5,000 people around.
I'd love to see that, and I hope that we can put that together. But I know the truckers already tried to do something in D.C. I think it was like 2-3 weeks ago, where they tried to just have this huge, trucker. I think they had a couple thousand there, and they shut down in D.C., and they tried to stop the roadways, but it just didn't happen, and it didn't get media attention. Not that I'm expecting to get media attention. I mean, unfortunately, the mainstream media is going to do everything they can to try to put this movement into the dark. I mean, I literally found out from Aaron last week that in 2006, somebody had actually burned themselves to death in protest of the Iraq war in this country. He actually lit himself on fire and killed himself in protest. And it got zero media coverage. That's serious, man. I thank you for the call. That is a good idea. I mean, put up the website. Try to organize it. Let's get as many people involved as possible. Let's go to Mike in Indiana. Mike, are you with us?
Yeah, how you doing, Jason?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just, want to let everybody know there is a huge, I'm sure, you know, most people do know it, but a huge amount of people on the Internet that is busy with the 9/11 truth movement. Mm-hmm. I came across some people 2 years ago. I've been a 9/11 truther now for 2 years. We are very active every night trying to organize things. We're all around the world. We're trying to organize things in our own towns, in our own cities here in the United States and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
The one comment, I just wanted to make that comment there, but I do have one question. The thing that does scare me is the fact that we're out here doing everything we seem to be able to do, Jason, but yet how do we get these people out of office that are going to discuss the war with Iran? And just like the Bilderbergs that were in Virginia, how do we get those people out of power?
Well, their power structure relies on us being docile. The first thing we need to do is we need to infiltrate our local governments. We need to become state senators. We need to become congressmen. Okay?
Right.
I mean, that's the first step governmentally to try to get this country back. Otherwise, I don't know how we're going to do it. I mean, honestly, I don't think that any kind of violence is going to solve anything. I mean, the guns that these have, not that we shouldn't resist if we're being attacked. But there's no offensive that we're going to win. That's period, amen. And it may take a generation. We may just have to instill this into the youth, because I think the youth are really the majority of who are responding. I mean, I think that if we get it into their heads, maybe they can make the difference that our generation made in the civil rights movement. I mean, racism, although still existing in this country, is a lot better than it was when I was a little kid 20 years ago. I can tell you that. And maybe
right.
We can build a consciousness that it's cool to know about government again. It's cool to be involved in local politics. Instead of this society where it's cool to not know anything but the latest, hippest TV show or about the latest movie and about the latest fashion sense. Do I know exactly how we're going to do it? No. But I really feel like, you know, this is the digital age. This is the video age. We need people who know how to make movies to continue to make movies and spread this stuff out. I think that's the only way we're going to penetrate the mainstream. And, it's through activism. It's through becoming the local government and becoming the media that we're going to be able to do this. That's what I think, man.
All righty. I appreciate it.
You got it, Mike. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's go to Grant in British Columbia. Grant, are you there?
Hey, Jason. I finally got through. I just want to share that I'm plugging away the truth on Craigslist. It's all a lot of fun. You know, it's up there for 5 minutes and then it's taken down.
Yeah, they like to take a lot of posts down over at Craigslist. I've noticed
that. Yeah, they do. But anyway, another thing is I'm calling from Whistler, British Columbia, Canada, home of the 2010 Winter Olympics.
Okay.
Homes where you cannot buy a house for less than $1.3 million, and these homes sit empty.
Well, it doesn't shock me. I mean, you know.
50 weeks of the year. And I just wonder if you could comment on what the Olympics are all about.
Well, yeah, we actually have a big post, I think, over at Jones Report of the Olympics when they were held by Hitler over in Germany, in Nazi Germany, folks. They had the Olympics over there. Hitler actually came up with the symbolism for the Olympics. The circles, the intricate circles there are all him. And it really is an occultic ceremony. I'm sorry to tell y'all, it's an occultic ceremony. If you watch this thing, it's all about the torch and the light, and they align it with the sun. And this year, I thought it was interesting. Someone did email me this, and like I said, I read all the emails that you send over to myspace.com/Jason Burmis. He said, you know, the Olympics are August 8th, 08 this year, 8-8-08, and they're actually going to be kicking off the ceremony at 8:08 a.m. after 8 seconds. So that's very bizarre to me. And he also pointed out that the 8 is the symbol for infinity. So there's a lot of pagan occultic stuff. These guys are into that, man. They're into the star alignment. They're into, I mean, even Ronald Reagan's wife was huge, huge into astrology.
Yeah.
You know, she would base his meetings around, you know, what was in the stars that day. So unfortunately, these people believe in the occult. You know, Hitler thought he had great power from the symbols from the SS and from his sun logo, the swastika. He really thought he harnessed great power from this, and he had an occultic advisor This is all on the History Channel. Actually, the History Channel one is good. It's like an hour long, but you can get like a three-hour DVD that really delves into the occultic nature and the symbolism of the Nazis, but that's only continued. You know, anybody who does their research finds out that the Bush family, you know, made their fortune from Nazi money. I mean, literally. I mean, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope I broke it down for you enough, man, and God knows what they're going to try to pull. Oh, oh. Cut
right on, Jason. Well, keep on keeping on, and good luck to you guys.
All right. I think we just fixed that problem. I don't know what happened there, but, boy, that was rough. All right. Let's take some more callers. Let's go to Kyle in Massachusetts. Kyle, are you there? You there, Kyle?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
I was just wanted to thank you guys for getting some truth out there, and I wanted to talk about, are you guys up to speed on that article about that fellow in Philadelphia about the freedom? He was preaching the Bible, and they locked him up on the park.
Yep, absolutely. There's a story about that on Infowars.com that he's talking about, is that apparently it's a free speech zone where he was talking about, you know, he's basically preaching, he's a preacher, out in front of the Liberty Bell, and they arrested him for it. We're going to try to get him on, actually. On the program.
Yeah, I actually called him. I left him a message to call me. But I also, is this the Alex Jones Show at this time, or is this We Are Change?
No. This is absolutely the Alex Jones Show. I'm just subbing in for the week. And I'm not even, you know, one of the We Are Changers. I'm one of the guys that put together Loose Change. But I love the We Are Change guys, and we had a couple of them on today.
Yeah, I think it's a oxymoron. The guys over at the Liberty Bell preaching the Bible, and they're arresting him. That's where our country's heading.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, there is no free speech in this country. You know, we don't even have a Fourth Amendment, apparently. We're not free in our persons and property anymore. It's just another tale of the police state. I thank you for the call, Kyle. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Renee, are you with us?
Hello. You're doing a great job, Jason.
Well, thank you.
Listen, you know, I try to engage public officials, mayor's office, police department, or whatever, in conversation wherever I can. And I'll tell you, they must have huge jars of blue pills from the Matrix in all government offices, because I'd rather reason with a drunk or a drug addict desperately in need for a fix.
Well, they are often drunks and drug addicts, but that's beside you. That's so besides the point.
They have a double addiction.
That's absolutely true. Well, you know what you need to do? You need to say, if you're going to keep ignoring me, I'm taking your job. I mean, that's what Ventura did. And I know that that's not an easy thing to do, and it's a big commitment, and a lot of us have lives outside of this, and we have jobs, and we have people to take care of. But if they're going to keep ignoring you, yeah, you have to say, well, you know what? I'm from this district, too, and I know you've had this cushy job. You've been in this position, elected 5 or 6 times. I think it's time for a change, because I'm gonna do something about these issues. And if we had people all throughout the country that wanted to do that, you know, problems might be fixed tomorrow. It's going to be a long road, because people just aren't convinced that they have the power to win that type of an election. But, you know, I encourage you to keep trying to inform them. It's just, unfortunately, you're right, it often falls on deaf ears, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, because they want to, you know, everybody wants to feel good about themselves, even if they have to lie to themselves to do it. And basically, these people's job is being overseer on the government plantation. And nobody wants to really know that they're taking money to be the overseer on the plantation. Who wants to do that? So they're more than happy to take the blue pill so they can be happily delusional, believing they're really good guys and believing what they want to believe.
Yeah, we all have our own realities. I got to agree with you there. And people often prop themselves up as more important than others and put themselves in authority positions to feel that power. And that's who gravitates to these things mostly. And again, that's why we need to become the local government. And then hopefully, you know, the federal government, a for and by the people establishment, like we tried, you know, in the 1700s. I thank you for the call. Think about it. The government for and by the people. One more time. Together again for the very first time, folks. Us in liberty. Us in the Constitution. I dream of it. I dream of it. All right. Let's go to Arthur in Kansas. Arthur, are you there?
Hello, Jason.
How you doing?
I'm wondering if anybody could check out Michael Reagan's birth family for insanity.
We'd have to dig into that. I think that's a good idea. Let's get to the family tree.
Or
maybe he has some kind of defection.
Or what about DNA?
You know what? I gotta say, though, he might have even... I don't think his birth mother and father can be held accountable. I think it's probably the Reagan brainwashing. You know, I think it's probably, again, this kid, he's not a kid, but when he was a kid, I'm sure he was spoiled rotten.
Yeah, yeah, but still, it could be there in the genes someplace.
Sorry, I lost you there for a second. Yeah. I don't know what's going on here, but that's the second time I've had that happen. Thank God it's almost the end of the show.
I just said it could be in the genes someplace.
That, you know, I got to say that I think this one, in nature versus nurture, this one is nurture.
Okay.
And I just don't know. I mean, I think it's the environment. This kid probably grew up spoiled, raw, and above the law, had access like you wouldn't believe to just about everybody, I'm sure. He's met a ton of celebrities in his day. He's just not in. He's in a delusional mindset. He's probably on a payroll somewhere, Arthur. I thank you for the call. We're going to take your calls at the very end here. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative, Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Oh man, I want to listen to this tune, but I can't because we got some breaking news. Another victory for the Republic, folks. Oklahoma has declared its sovereignty. That's right, it's broken away from the federal government. Introduced by a Republican. Okay? Charles Key, the Republican state representative who authored the resolution, told WND that he introduced it because he believes the federal government's overstepping its bounds has put our constitutional form of government in danger. The more we stand by and watch the federal government get involved in areas where it has no legal authority, we kill the Constitution a little at a time, he said. The last few decades, the Constitution has been hanging by a thread. Folks, this passed 92-3. Okay, we're going to lead with this story tomorrow. 92-3. Think about that. I mean, it's not funny. Thank God. Thank the Lord that Oklahoma said we've had enough. I hope that other states follow suit. They're not just going to take it. Man, that's awesome. All right, let's continue to take callers. Let's go to Christian in Texas. Christian, are you there? What's on your mind, Christian?
Hey, Jason, how are you? I just wanted to call attention to something that you can see on, if you go to 9/11 Blogger.
Uh-huh.
Right now, one of the Pacifica stations, I think the one in L.A.,
okay,
KPFK, is doing their pledge time right now. And one of their shows called Beneath the Surface, which is on 4 to 6, covers 9/11 Truth a lot. And if people don't know, the way that these stations finance themselves is, you know, it depends
like
on
PBS.
How much...
It's like
it depends on how much each show pulls in. And so if a lot of people could donate, I did last week, to this show, it would send a message to the station that...
Give out the show one more time.
Oh, wait, say it again?
What was the show again? One more time?
The show is called Beneath the Surface.
All right, man. I appreciate the call. I've only got a couple more people. I got to take them real quick. But, yeah, KPFK helped launch Loose Change really hardcore, and they have a lot of good people working there. Let's go to Lisa in New York. Lisa, are you there?
Hi, yes. Great show, Jason.
Well, thank you.
Real quickly, I mean, do you fear, I mean, that possibly there's going to be some kind of event that's going to call off the election?
Yeah, all the time. I've got to tell you,
I
hope they don't.
And then Marshall will be instated. It seems to me that that's...
It's a possibility, but come on, let's be honest here. They've been exposed at such a high level for 9/11 alone in this country. I think it's going to be tough for them to pull off any high-scale event in this country. But, I mean, look, they're drilling for a dirty bomb over at the DNC. And can you imagine if they sacrificed some of our Democratic leaders? Can you imagine how quick martial law really would come into existence? So it is
exactly
a fear, but I still...
But it shouldn't stop anybody from moving in the direction that you're moving.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's always a fear. I mean, I think that they pulled off 7-7 across seas again because the information was just too hot here. I don't think it would have flown here. You know,
absolutely.
Same thing with Madrid.
I agree with all of that. There's no doubt in my mind. In fact, I'm in New York, 9-1-1, that same day. I completely, the hairs stood up on the back of my neck because I suspected it was an inside job.
Well, thank God there are
morning.
People like you. Well, you look at those buildings fall, a lot of people had their suspicions. I thank you for the call, Lisa. Let's go to our final caller. Let's go to Tom in California. Tom, are you with us?
Hey, Jason. You and Alex are wonderful people, and I'm glad you guys have the show. I just wanted to say, yesterday I was listening to, I think it's a Free Speech Radio News,
mm-hmm.
and there was somebody on there talking about the levee break in Iowa and how the museum and several other buildings were completely evacuated.
Send it over to Aaron at Infowars.com. It's the end of the show. I haven't looked into that, but if it's a big story, we'll cover it tomorrow. Remember, if you missed any of the four-hour broadcast today, folks, you can go to www.infowars.com and watch it all over again. Let's get Endgame out to people. Let's get Loose Change Final Cut out to people. Let's get Terror Storm out to people. Let's make a difference, folks. We're fighting the battle. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.